Hey everybody, it is Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. This is The Walking Leader 365, continuing with habit number 5 of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Folks, seek to understand. That's today's topic. Seek to understand. I talked about it yesterday. Being an active listener is one thing. Probing, going deeper, asking questions back, that's another thing. You have got to fully understand the situation as it is. You should almost be as if you were a fly on the wall. Get as much information as possible. Have them relay everything. Now, I understand when there's more than one person involved or two parties involved, there's always going to be three sides. There's always going to be three sides. Party A side, Party B side, and then the truth. Because A and B are going to be subjective. They're going to be subjective to their own situation. They're going to be subjective to their own biases. They're going to give you what they feel the injustice is to them. They're not going to say anything else to kind of put themselves in a bad light. That's human nature. Now, you're going to run into people who will lay it all out and say, you know what, I did this. Yes, I went there first and I was pointing the finger and I was naming names, but I know I shouldn't have done that. However, they threw the first punch. You see where I'm going with that? It's about their biases. It's about their subjective way of looking at things. It's about looking at it from their situation, their point of view, and looking at it from person B's point of view or group B's point of view, and then the fly on the wall's point of view. Because somewhere in between both of them is the truth, as it really truly happened. So be prepared as part of seeking to understand, to look at all the sides, not just one side. As a leader, you have to be fair and impartial. You have no choice. Managers, especially the bad ones, will always pick sides long before they know the entire story. Bad managers will always look at a problem and decide whose fault it is way before the actual truth is revealed. And sometimes they pick and lay blame on the person who had nothing to do with it, who just sat there and was the recipient of the bad act, put in a bad situation, put in an unfavorable frame of light. It's human nature. I understand that. But bad managers are notorious for that. Good leaders will sit there, break it down, look at all the sides, ask for witnesses, break it down long before they even begin to deliver a verdict or a judgment. Because, folks, sometimes that's how you're going to get to the truth. Folks, my name is David Garrett. Today is Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. This is The Walking Leader 365. I will talk to you tomorrow.